tributes for Barbara Bush.
The entire country is going to be grieving because she was such a presence.
Diplomatic bombshell.
The CIA director met with Kim Jong-un.
What caused terror in the sky?
There's evidence of metal fatigue where the blade separated.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Barbara Bush, the wife of the nation's 41st president and mother of the 43rd, has died at 92. She was the glue of that political dynasty, says former Bush chief of staff John Sununu.
She was the rock of that family, the hub around which all the pieces operated, and she kept them all connected.
Barbara Bush's plain-spoken popularity crossed party lines. She laid it out for a class of college grads in 1990.
You will never regret not having passed one more test, winning one more verdict, or not closing one more deal. You will regret time not spent with a husband, a child, a friend, or a parent.
Her family was with her till the end. CBS's Mark Strassman begins our coverage.
A family spokesman said her husband is brokenhearted but lifted up by his large and supportive family and is determined to be there for them. In a statement, her son, former President George W. Bush, said his mother was a fabulous first lady and a woman unlike any other who brought levity, love, and literacy to millions.
This is Steve Futterman in Houston.
Thank you very, very much.
She was the matriarch of one of America's most powerful families, the wife of one president, the mother of another. Barbara Bush was a straight-talking, no-nonsense woman who spoke her mind even when it ruffled some feathers, like 2 years ago during the presidential campaign when she spoke about Donald Trump.
I don't know how women can vote for someone who said what he said about Megyn Kelly. It's terrible.
In recent years, the former first lady began to slow down, beset by health problems, including congestive heart failure. This past weekend, Mrs. Bush made the decision not to receive any additional health care. And last night, with her husband of 73 years at her side, Barbara Bush died.
Bob Schieffer is with us now from Washington. He's now a CBS News political contributor. Bob, you had several chances over the years to speak with Barbara Bush. What comes to mind as we look back on her life?
She was one formidable woman. She could stare down a grizzly bear. And while the boys in the family greatly respected their father and they always feared disappointing him, they were just scared of her.
Now, the public loved her because she was so plain-spoken, down-to-earth. She came across as a real person.
Yes, that's exactly right. And remember in 2015, when Jeb Bush was thinking about running, she said, look, the country is tired of Kennedys, Clintons, and Bushes. And she really meant it. But, of course, once Jeb Bush did decide to run, she was right in there and was his strongest advocate.
And, Bob, as you well know, first ladies can shy away from or be a strong voice in policy matters at the White House. What's your sense about her role in the George H.W. Bush presidency?
Well, her role was very much behind the scenes. I mean, she had her causes. She was for education. But she gave her advice directly to her husband, and he greatly respected her and trusted her because he knew she would tell him the truth about something.
Bob Schieffer, thanks very much. CIA Director Mike Pompeo, who's up for the job of Secretary of State, recently went to North Korea for secret meetings with Kim Jong-un. The startling news comes after President Trump hinted discussions were going on at the highest levels.
As the president walked with his Japanese counterpart, a reporter asked if he has been speaking directly with Kim Jong-un. Mr. Trump paused for a moment and answered,
yes.
A few minutes later, he was asked again if he personally has spoken with Kim.
Well, let's leave it a little bit short of that. But we have had talks at the highest level.
The White House clarified Mr. Trump himself has not spoken with Kim, but the talks, he says, are going very well. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News with the president in Palm Beach.
Well, federal investigators have given an early indication of what went wrong on a Southwest Airlines jet that made an emergency landing yesterday in Philadelphia. The NTSB's Robert Sumwalt.
One of the fan blades, the number 13 fan blade, was separated and missing. It was separated at the point where it would come into the hub.
Parts of that engine shattered a window. One woman who was partially sucked out of the window died. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly praised the crew.
I think they handled the situation magnificently. The aircraft was at altitude, and this was definitely a very serious event.
The pilot, Tammy Jo Schultz, used to fly Navy fighter jets. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he won't hold a floor vote on a bipartisan bill to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller's job. He says it's not needed because the president won't fire Mueller. On Twitter, President Trump has commented on the sketch released yesterday by Stormy Daniels and her lawyer. It's a rendering of a man she says threatened her to keep quiet in 2011. Mr. Trump calls it a sketch years later about a non-existent man, a total con job. Well, it was a nightmare for last-minute tax filers yesterday thanks to a glitch on the IRS website that made completing the task impossible. CBS's Vicki Barker joins us live.
Blood pressure's spiking across the land as 11th-hour filers found they couldn't upload their returns or their payments on deadline day. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin blaming, his words, a high-volume technical issue. Congressional Democrats blaming years of Republican-led cuts. The IRS has now extended its deadline to midnight tonight. Steve?
Well, Philadelphia police have released the 911 call that led to the arrest of two black men at a Starbucks.
Philadelphia police, Officer 36. Sorry, how may I help you?
Hi, I have two gentlemen at my cafe that are refusing to make a purchase or leave.
Well, the company CEO met with those two men yesterday, and Starbucks says it will close more than 8,000 U.S. stores for several hours May 29th to conduct racial bias training. Company founder Howard Schultz on CBS This Morning.
I'm embarrassed, ashamed. I think what occurred was reprehensible at every single level.
The manager of that store in Philadelphia has now left the company. Bump stocks became controversial after the Las Vegas massacre. Sales were banned in some places, and lawmakers took action, too. Now, CBS's Jim Taylor tells us...
SlideFire, the company that makes those controversial bump stock devices, they can turn a semi-automatic into a fully automatic rifle. They say they're closing down production of those things. The company will cease taking orders for bump stocks on May 20th. Its website will shut down. SlideFire says all orders placed up until that date will be processed and delivered.
Well, after 6 months of heated debate, the school board in Cody, Wyoming, has voted to allow teachers to carry concealed firearms. They'll need 24 hours of training and will have to meet annual certification standards. The district made news last year when Education Secretary Betsy DeVos said Cody teachers might need weapons to protect kids from grizzly bears. And that's the World News Roundup for Wednesday, the 18th of April. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.